إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. وقال تعالى: وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال تعالى: ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا. وعن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه قال: صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى انتفخت قدماه، فقيل له: أتتكلف هذا وقد غفر لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا؟ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. After praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe and the Lord of everything that it contains, we thank Him for giving us the opportunity to witness the blessed month of Ramadan. And we pray for the acceptance of whatever good we were able to do. And we seek His forgiveness for all of our shortcomings. Today is a day of happiness, a day of joy. And we are here, obviously, to celebrate Eid al-Fitr. And that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, after the injunctions of fasting, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, that He wants that you must complete the same number of days, the prescribed period, and that you must glorify Allah, meaning to say the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Why? For having guided you so that you may be grateful to Him. So that you may be grateful to Him. So this is why we are here today. Because we have completed the prescribed period, meaning Ramadan. And now we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the takbirat. And we show gratefulness and thankfulness to Him. We show gratefulness and we show thankfulness by praying, by enjoying His bounties and thanking Him for them, by praying for one another and humbling ourselves, by showing extra mercy and kindness to one another with expressions of love and gifts. And of course, the mandatory payment of zakat or sadaqatul fitr for each member of our family. Why? To expiate for our shortcomings in Ramadan and to make Eid more enjoyable for the less fortunate. Eid is a time for happiness and joy, but there is a purpose behind that happiness and joy. It's not just pointless happiness and joy. In fact, ideally, the true believer never does anything that is pointless. The true believer never does anything that is pointless. There is a purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that one of the purposes of going through the month of Ramadan and finding ourselves on this blessed day of Eid is to be grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, it may be obvious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with an enormous number of blessings. In fact, so many that we cannot even count them. That's what Allah tells us in the Quran. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you were to count Allah's favors, if you wanted to even count the favors of Allah upon you, you would not be able to number them. My friends, in our lives, if someone saves our life, we feel indebted to them for the rest of our lives. If a person gives us a nice gift, we feel like we have to return the favor. If someone invites you to their home today on Eid, or gives your child a gift, you feel guilty not inviting them as well. And you feel guilty if you don't give their child a gift as well. My dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything that we have. Everything. Our health, Allah has blessed us with. Our wealth, Allah has given us. Our families, Allah has given us. Kids, your toys, your parents may have given them to you, but they're actually coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The food that we eat, our homes, the safety and the security and the opportunities we enjoy in this beautiful country, all of these are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these are great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we may have worked for them, but if it wasn't for Allah's will, if it wasn't for Allah's permission, we would have worked and worked and worked, yet ended up with nothing. Like it has happened to so many other people. So these are all blessings for which we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest we are counted among those who are ungrateful. And it is a very serious matter to be counted among those who are ungrateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Thus, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly to thank Him. Not just today, not just in the past month, not just tomorrow, but on every single day of our lives. MashaAllah, we have just completed the blessed month of Ramadan. And by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we witnessed what was one of the most vibrant and most exciting Ramadans in the history of this community. Alhamdulillah. We were turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day in, day out, fasting during the day, standing for prayers during the night, thanking Him, seeking His forgiveness. But as we move on, the question is, how will we continue to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will we continue to thank Allah for the countless blessings He has granted us? Or will we turn away? Will we turn away, walk outside the doors of the masjid on the first day after Ramadan and start disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and start forgetting Him until trouble strikes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about such people in the Quran. He says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهُ مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَى ضُرٍّ مَسَّهُ. And when harm touches the human being, he invokes us. He makes dua, lying down on his side, sitting, standing, every position. Starts remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there's trouble. He needs help to come out of this trouble. But when we have removed his harm from him, when that problem is resolved, when that harm is lifted, he passes on as if he had never invoked us for a harm that touched him. He moves on as if nothing happened. He moves on as if, you know, it's all passe, whatever, nothing happened. I didn't make any dua, Allah didn't do anything for me. My dear brothers and sisters, let us not have a relationship with Allah that is based on opportunism. Coming to the masjid, praying, reciting Quran, when, for example, a loved one passes away, or when we need something, when we need help to come out of a problem. Rather, let's build on our momentum from Ramadan and truly strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear about this, and this should be clear in our minds as well. He says, وَإِنْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor. But if you deny, indeed my punishment is severe. So if you want an increase in blessings, if you want an increase in your wealth, your health, your family, your safety, and so on, then you've got to start thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. But whosoever turns away, avoids my reminder, my remembrance, verily for him is a life of hardship. We are not going to get an increase in things. We are not going to get blessings by turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point is, we are incredibly blessed. We are going to be feasting today on food. while hundreds and thousands, if not millions, of our brothers and sisters will be starving at the very same time. And Allah knows hundreds and thousands more may end up losing their lives because of starvation. While we wear our clean, crisp, new clothes, fresh clothes on this day, hundreds, if not thousands, of our brothers and sisters will be wearing rags. While we are sitting here in safety and security, hundreds, if not thousands, or perhaps even millions of our brothers and sisters will be spending this day in fear, without any safety, without any security. Of course, we want all of these things, and we want them to increase and to continue. We also don't want a life of hardship. As believers, we know, even though we may not admit it sometimes, we know that we are totally dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. Thus, we need to continue turning to Allah more and more. We did it in Ramadan. We did it in Ramadan, and there's no reason why we can't do it now. We've also been blessed with a wonderful community and a wonderful masjid, alhamdulillah. Believe me, right at this moment, there are so many communities right across the map, right across North America, in various parts of Europe, and all around the world, who can only dream about having a masjid like the one we are in today. We are incredibly blessed, and this is a huge favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that He has given us such a beautiful house of His, and people who spend their time and their wealth in supporting it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them all. Let us be thankful, brothers and sisters, lest we end up losing such a wonderful gift. Let us be thankful by coming here regularly and making use of this wonderful facility. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have a welcoming atmosphere where all men and women, boys and girls, young or old, even Muslim or not, are welcome to come here at all times. Alhamdulillah, we have now had programs for and activities for youth, for brothers and sisters, and for children. We have open houses, and we get visitors who come in who want to learn more about Islam. We host many travelers every week. We're just 600 meters from Canada's busiest highway. My dear brothers and sisters, let us appreciate this masjid. Let us appreciate this gift by becoming regulars here, by connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our fellow brothers and sisters. Today, on this blessed day, I want to share with you a dream. A dream not that I saw, but a dream that I have. After meeting so many of you and spending over a year in this wonderful community and seeing the potential that we have, I have a dream, which I believe is a realizable dream. I have a dream that one day this masjid will be bustling with activity and will be filled up for every prayer, especially for the Isha and the Fajr prayers. And we saw a glimpse of that in Ramadan, so it's not impossible. I have a dream that one day we will have a full-time Islamic school where our children will be made into Canadian leaders, excelling academically, excelling socially, and excelling spiritually, so that they can be leaders in the classroom, so that they can be leaders in the boardroom, leaders at City Hall, leaders in Parliament, and in the masjid. I have a dream that one day the area around this masjid will be a vibrant and peaceful home to many Muslim families, with a special retirement community for our elders. I have a dream that one day we will eliminate poverty, we will eliminate hunger and crime in this wonderful city of ours. I have a dream that one day our city and our community will be a model of the positive influence of Muslims for the world to see and to follow. This is a dream. And I tell you today, on this blessed day, that inshallah, thumma inshallah, this dream will one day be realized. Whether it happens in my lifetime, or it happens long after I'm gone, long after I have departed from this world, inshallah, it will happen one day. This is something I personally want to be a part of, and I ask you to be a part of it as well. My friends, we are on a journey. We can make it worthwhile by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving true purpose, giving true meaning to our lives. Our time here is very limited. It seems like many days, it seems like many years, but believe me, it's a very short time. So let's try to make the best out of it in every way possible. Specifically through three ways. So number one, by becoming better human beings. So for example, in trying to be more patient, keeping pure thoughts about others, being good to others, having good morals, good conduct, good relations with people. Secondly, ritualistically in performing prayer, improving our prayer, increasing the frequency of our prayer, and connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, incorporating and integrating the Qur'an and the teachings of the beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an increasing way in our lives. So that when we read the Qur'an, when we recite the Qur'an, when we hear the words of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we celebrate his teachings, we don't just do that and put it back on the shelf and walk on as if nothing happened. Rather, we take these things and integrate them into our lives so that they become a part of us. To my sisters, I want to say, Islam is a very rational religion. At the same time, there is a huge emotional aspect to the religion as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with certain emotions such as love, compassion, and mercy, and has given you preference in these generally over men. Please use that. Use that in connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use that to express your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use that to seek the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use that as a positive force to educate people about Islam. Use that as a positive force to teach your children and your family members about Islam. Use that as a positive force for coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, to my young friends who are heading back to school, I want to tell you, I loved having you here through the summer. As you go back to school, please remember, as a Muslim, you want to be the best in everything that is good. You want to be the best in everything that is good. You want to be the best academically. You want to be the best, or the one with the best manners. You want to be the one who is the best in sports. You want to be the one who is best in connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to be the one who has the best moral conduct and the best character. You undoubtedly face many challenges and temptations in today's society, as I know very well. But remember, you are all ambassadors of our community. You're all ambassadors of Islam. So please, represent Islam. And be careful to do it properly through every word, every move, and every act of yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us in goodness and faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahil hamd.